Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions team. It's Monday the 19th of October. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. Our first item this week is an update on the regulator's COVID-19 DC investment guidance. This has been amended to provide additional flexibility on the redirection of contributions into self-select funds, such as property funds that were suspended earlier this year. It may allow some schemes to simplify their planned process for redirections while avoiding the risk of triggering default fund status in the original fund. We also have a reminder that a compliance statement will be required from many schemes under rules from the Competition and Markets Authority. These rules came into force in December 2019 and require trustees of most schemes to set strategic objectives for investment consultancy providers and, if they use fiduciary management services, to run competitive tenders. The regime was due to be replaced by regulations that have been delayed, so trustees must provide a compliance statement and certificate to the CMA instead. What's New This Week also has an update on the expansion of the Job Support Scheme and links to a new report from the Pensions and Lifetime Savings Association on climate-aware investing. Other updates include the regulator's consultation on its future corporate strategy and the PLSA's recommendations for a new DC decumulation framework. That will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.